Chapter 1. An Interesting Woman. Mr. Touchett sat in the garden, enjoying his afternoon cup of tea. He looked at the house in front of him. The house was like an old friend. It even had a name, Garden Court, and it had been his house for 30 years. 30 years for a man is a long time. Now, Mr. Touchett was an old man, but for a house, 30 years isn't very long. The house was built in the 1500s. It had lived through war and peace. It had seen kings and queens come and go, but for now, Garden Court was his house, and he liked it very much. 30 years ago, Mr. Touchett had moved from America to London to start a new life. His story, and so much of his life, was connected to this house near London on the Thames, and it had given him so much happiness. He looked around the garden. He wasn't alone. There were two other people taking tea. His son Ralph and Ralph's friend, Lord Warburton. Ralph looked at his father sitting in his chair with a blanket over him. "Are you all right, father?" he asked. "Do you need another blanket or some more tea?"
"I'm fine," replied Mr. Touchett. "Why don't you stop worrying about me and sit down? You don't look well yourself."
In fact, Ralph wasn't a healthy man. He was young, but just like his father, it was difficult for him to stand for too long. When he was a child, he caught a bad cold, and now sometimes he found it difficult to breathe. The doctors had tried everything. There was nothing anyone could do. Ralph knew that, like his father, he didn't have a long future ahead of him.
"I'm fine, father. Nothing to worry about. Why don't you worry about Lord Warburton? Now, here is a man who is really sick."
Mr. Touchett looked at Lord Warburton. He saw a tall, healthy and handsome man in front of him.
"Sick? Lord Warburton? What could possibly be the matter with him?"
"Oh no, he's not sick like us," said Ralph. "He has a different kind of sickness. He's sick of life."
"It's true," said Lord Warburton. "I am bored with life. Totally bored."
Lord Warburton was very rich. He had £100,000 a year. He owned a lot of land, and he had 6 houses to live in. Everything was so easy for him. Everything was so boring.
"Oh, that's your problem, is it?" said Mr. Touchett. "You're bored. Well, there's an easy cure for your kind of sickness."
"Really? Do tell me what it is," said Lord Warburton.
"You need to find an interesting woman. That would change everything."
"You may be right," replied Lord Warburton. "But where do I find such a woman?"
"You can find an interesting woman anywhere you want," said Mr. Touchett. "But don't look for her at Garden Court. My niece is coming here soon, and I don't want you to think of her."
Lord Warburton turned towards Mr. Touchett. For the first time, he seemed interested in this conversation.
"Your niece? Have I met her?" he asked.
"No, Ralph hasn't even met her. She lives in America and will arrive any day now. And, well, it's just that I don't want you to fall in love with her."
"Now I am curious," replied Lord Warburton.
"Take your curiosity and use it to find another interesting woman. Believe me, this will give you back your interest in life."
It was strange that Mr. Touchett had thought of this solution to Lord Warburton's problem. He himself had married an interesting woman, but he didn't have a happy marriage. He hardly ever saw his wife. She was often abroad, and they saw each other for about 1 month a year in the summer. The summer had arrived, and so Mrs. Touchett was also arriving. She was coming to Garden Court with her niece.
"So, Ralph, do you know anything about this cousin of yours?" asked Lord Warburton.
"Miss Archer?"
"Yes, Miss Archer."
"No, I'm afraid not. All the information we have is from my mother's telegrams, and believe me, my mother's telegrams don't tell you much. Sometimes I don't even understand them, you know."
"Really?" said Lord Warburton.
"Yes, I'll read you one we recently received."
Ralph looked in his pockets.
"Now, let me see. Ah, here it is. Tired America. Hot weather awful. Return England with niece. First boat, decent room."
"Ha, and here's another," said Ralph. "This one is the most recent. Changed hotel. Very bad. Receptionist rude. Taken sister's girl. Died last year. Go to Europe. Two sisters. Quite independent."
"There is only one thing that's clear from your mother's telegrams," said Mr. Touchett.
"What's that?" asked Ralph.
"That I wouldn't want to be the hotel receptionist, the poor thing."
"Yes, but everything else remains a mystery," said Ralph.
"Is the sister of the receptionist, or is it one of my aunts? And then, who is quite independent? And what does she mean by independent? Independent financially or emotionally?" "Oh, well, we shall find out soon enough," said the old man, "now that my wife finally wants to see me." "Well, my mother is certainly independent. She always wants to arrive alone. She never wants me to meet her. We have no idea when she's coming," said Ralph.
"Will you let me know when this niece arrives?" asked Lord Warburton.
"Only if you promise," repeated Mr. Touchett, "that you don't fall in love with her."
As the three men were speaking, they heard a noise. It was one of Ralph's dogs. He suddenly started running up the garden towards the house. They looked at where the dog was going, and in front of the house, they saw a woman. When the dog reached the woman, she picked him up and started playing with him.
"Maybe that's her," said Ralph. "I'll go and introduce myself."
"Good afternoon," said Ralph when he reached the woman.
She was tall and pretty and wore a black dress. She wasn't wearing a hat, which meant that she hadn't just arrived at the house. She had been there for some time. The woman was playing with the dog, but when she saw Ralph, she looked straight at him. She smiled. It was the smile of a woman who was not afraid of anything. Maybe an independent woman. But it was not a smile that was arrogant. It was kind and sincere.
"So, you must be the independent one," said Ralph.
"Sorry, I don't know what you mean."
"No, what I mean is, well, what I want to ask you is, are you who I think you are?"
"Miss Archer, Miss Isabel Archer, pleased to meet you, cousin? Cousin Ralph?"
"Yes, pleased to meet you."
Ralph felt a little bit shy. He couldn't look into his cousin's eyes.
"Have you come with Mother, or has she left you here?" he asked.
"No, she went straight to her room and said that you must go and meet her at 7:15, replied Isabel.
Ralph looked at his watch.
Thank you. I'll be on time, he said.
While they were talking, Isabel was looking at everything. At Ralph, at the dogs, at the other two gentlemen under the trees, and at the beautiful scene that surrounded her. I have never seen anything so lovely, she said. I have been all over the house. It's so beautiful. Your mother told me that in England people arrive very quietly, so I thought it would be all right. Who are the other gentlemen over there? She said, looking at Mr. Touchett and Lord Warburton.
That's my father and a friend, Lord Warburton, Ralph replied.
Oh, I hope that I would meet a lord. It's like being in a book, said Miss Archer. After saying this, Isabel started playing with the dog again. She seemed to have no intention of going to introduce herself to Mr. Touchett and Lord Warburton.
Perhaps she is waiting for my father to come to her, he thought.
He had heard that American girls were used to a great deal of respect. He could see that from her face.
Would you like to meet my father? He asked. He's old and finds it difficult to walk.
Oh, I'm sorry, said Isabel. Your mother told me that he was quite strong. Ralph was silent for a moment.
She has not seen him for a year, he said.
Well, replied Isabel, he's got a lovely place to sit. Come with me, little dog. Mr. Touchett slowly got up from his chair to introduce himself.
It's a great pleasure to see you, he said. I'm sorry I didn't welcome you personally when you arrived.
Oh, we were welcomed, said the girl. There were about 10 servants in the hall, and there was an old woman at the gate.
We can do better than that. We didn't know you were here, replied the old man. But my wife always likes to surprise us.
She went straight to her room, said Isabel.
Yes, said Mr. Touchett. She always does that. Well, I suppose I shall see her sometime next week.
Before that, she is coming down to dinner at 8 o'clock. Don't you forget, Ralph, 7:15, she added, turning to him with a smile. Then the young woman looked again at Mr. Touchett. I am sorry you are unwell, she said to him.
Yes, I'm an old man, my dear. It's time for me to be ill.
How old is this house? Asked Isabel, changing the subject.
Is it Elizabethan?
It's early Tudor, said Ralph.
How lovely! And are there any more like this?
There are many and much better ones than this, Ralph replied.
I have a very good one, said Lord Warburton,
who had until that moment been silent.
It's even better than this. I would like to show it to you.
After the introductions, Ralph and Isabel went for a walk around the garden. Something was worrying him.
I can't understand, he said. Why have we never met?
I was there, said Isabel. You only had to come and see me.
I've been to America often, but I've never seen you.
My mother died when I was a child, and your mother and my father didn't get on with each other, and so I never thought I would see you.
And your father died recently?
Yes, more than a year ago. And your mother has been very kind to me. She suggested that I come to Europe.
I see, said Ralph. She has adopted you.
Adopted me? Isabel said. Ralph's words seemed to worry Isabel. I don't need to be looked after, said Isabel.
I'm sorry, said Ralph. I meant...
But he didn't know how to explain what he meant.
She has been very kind to me, said Isabel, but I am very fond of my liberty. At that moment, Mr. Touchett called out to her from the other end of the garden.
Are you talking about Mrs. Touchett?
He shouted.
Tell me, I'm always interested in any information about my wife.
Isabel went to Ralph's father to speak to him again, leaving Ralph alone. After a few minutes, Isabel left to prepare herself for dinner. The three men watched her leave.
You wanted me to find an interesting woman, said Lord Warburton to the other two men. Well, there she is.